everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Welcome back. Gains redeveloped in cattle markets today as buyer support quickly rekindled. That pushed feeder cattle futures to triple-digit gains, allowing buyer support to move back into the complex. Hog markets, though, remain sharply lower, with end-of-the-week pressure based on light trade volume. Corn prices, though, were higher in light trade. July corn futures were about 8 cents higher. Stock markets higher in light trade as well. The Dow Jones is 43 points higher. NASDAQ up 26 points. In live cattle, futures quickly moved from narrowly mixed market ranges to firm gains based on strong triple-digit gains that flooded into the feeder cattle complex. This helped to draw buyer support back into the complex and push nearby gains from 50 to 90 cents per hundredweight. The lack of selling pressure and focus on end-of-the-week positioning was the main focus of trade activity during late-day moves. Cash cattle markets, though, were quiet today following light to moderate trade on Thursday. Meanwhile, in feeder cattle, moderate buyer support quickly moved back into the complex. This broke away from the mixed price levels seen across the complex and trade inactivity seen during most of the morning. Triple-digit gains, though, developed based more on the lack of seller interest in late morning, which actually helped to spark some increased strong end-of-the-week support throughout the entire complex, although the volatility that this may lead to could bring some uncertainty early next week. Meanwhile, grain futures enjoyed a modest bounce today after several days of heavy selling in the wake of USDA reports and bearish weather forecasts. Corn prices, though, were higher today, benefiting from steady buying overnight. December futures lost some 75% of its rally this week as it tried to regroup into peak pollination of the crop. Soybeans were higher, too, seeing steady buying lift prices overnight. November futures tried to reverse higher for the session after closing its gap from Monday on yesterday's big sell-off. And finally, wheat prices were higher, led by more buying in spring wheat into a hot, dry week on the northern plains. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.